Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We here on the DA Show like to take moments to highlight good stories, feel-good stories, things that will give you hope in the world, will give you optimism in people, and make you remember that we have some amazing people around us. Bryce Weiler is one of those people. He was born without sight, and he has crafted an amazing career for himself. He developed himself into a sportscaster, having called basketball, baseball games, college basketball games, minor league baseball games. He's also been hired by the Baltimore Orioles to help with disabled fans in the ballpark and around sports to enhance their experiences. He is the co-founder of a nonprofit organization called the Beautiful Lives Project. And Bryce joins us this morning here on the show. Bryce, good morning.
Hi, Damon. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
My pleasure, buddy. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you do. And thanks so much for getting up early with us. So you have been a sports fan for a long time. You and I spoke, and you said that it was the radio broadcasts of sporting events that really drew you in. What was your experiences like? Where did you grow up to tell the listeners, and what type of broadcast sporting events did you listen to and announcers did you listen to?
Growing up in the Midwest, listening to Brian Barnhart commentating sports, as well as Don Fisher for the Indiana Hoosiers and Mike Shannon for the St. Louis Cardinals. Those were really three broadcasters who I enjoyed listening to growing up, and they really brought pictures into my head of the games happening on the court or the field. And through those pictures, I wanted to be able to give back and to be a part of sports.
What was it like as a young boy such as yourself that didn't have the benefit of sight, but to have people like those broadcasters you're mentioning kind of write a picture, paint a picture in your mind's eye about what was going on outside of your door and in these ballparks and stadiums?
Anytime when I'm listening to a game on the radio, whether it was 15 to 20 years ago or now, I'm able to get a picture of the game happening on the court or the field, what's happening in the crowd, what's happening in the dugout, what's happening on the bench or the sideline. So radio broadcasts really paint the picture for me.
You know, it's interesting because while we don't do play-by-play, radio is such an imagination station, which is why I love doing it. This show has been, I think, fun for us to do, but also fun for listeners because if you do paint a picture, it's all in your imagination, in your mind's eye, and that's a really cool thing. How powerful is radio as a medium for things like that?
Radio is important because you have one, maybe a few more people sometimes telling their stories of their lives or talking about an event they were at or something they did on the previous day. And the listeners get to think of themselves in that own situation or think about how it might have looked when someone got a big surprise or got a new job when they're talking about that on the radio and how their family were so excited and gathering around and jumped and hugged them.
Bryce Weiler is the co-founder of a nonprofit called the Beautiful Lives Project. He joins us this morning here on the show. So you end up going to college, Evansville University in Indiana, and you are a big sports fan, and you develop a relationship with their head coach and eventually are allowed by the coach to sit on the bench. Is that right?
At the University of Evansville, the former Aces head men's basketball coach, Marty Simmons, gave me the opportunity to sit on his basketball bench for the entire 4 years I was there as a student from 2010 through 2014. And that really changed my life because I was able to be around sports, shoot free throws before the game, visit with coaches, sit on the bench, and really do things in my life that I did not think that I would be able to do since I cannot see.
So you end up beginning to call games, and you've developed a career doing that, and you've called college basketball and other events and baseball as well. And people might say, well, how do you do that without being able to see the games themselves? But for you, it's all about research. It's all about talking to players and managers. How much of talking to the players and managers informs you every single day, and what does that day look like preparing for a broadcast?
Talking to the players, managers, and coaches really helps me, and I normally would talk to them maybe 2 hours before the game to 90 minutes before the game, whether it's on the basketball bench or in the dugout. And then for the previous 3 to 4 days before that point in time, I would spend 3 to 4 hours every day reading facts on the individuals taking part in the game, listening to their previous couple of games, and studying the style of the play-by-play broadcaster I'm working with to see how he or she does a game broadcast, to see whether or not the broadcaster leaves a lot of silence in the game, or if some points where I would typically speak, I should stay quiet so the fans can hear the sound of the crowd and whatever game I might be commentating.
I'd like you to be the consultant for Booger McFarland or some other color commentators on radio and TV that always step on top of their play-by-play guys and don't actually add anything interesting, because everything you're saying is right on the money. So you've had that amazing career, but you've also worked now with teams, and you've got the Beautiful Lives Project, and this is trying to help bridge the gap between those that are disabled and have special challenges around the sports atmosphere, the sports experience and environment. Specifically, what does the Beautiful Lives Project aim to do?
The Beautiful Lives Project gives individuals of all disabled groups the opportunity to live their dreams in programs with sports, cheerleading, the art, ballet, dance, many categories. They're able to play with sports teams, whether that's college, high school, professional, all across the country. We're always looking for more individuals to start chapters of the Beautiful Lives Project to help us by investing in smiles. And if people want to look at our website, it's www.beautifullives.org. They can sign up to help, volunteer, or contact any of our staff.
Beautifullives.org is the website for more information. Beautifullives.org. This is such a wonderful time to think about others. You know, you are the disability advocate for the Baltimore Orioles, and it would be great if more teams, more organizations had a consultant such as yourself. What are the types of things that you encourage the Orioles to look at and try to change?
With my work with Baltimore, I have helped them make both their spring training stadium, Ed Smith Stadium, and their home field of Camden Yards more accessible for fans of all disabled groups. When Baltimore became the first team in sports to wear Braille on its jerseys during a game in September 2018, I helped out with that game. We had some fans come to the Orioles game that evening who were blind, so I put food menus into Braille, made sure that the guide dogs had a place to use the bathroom. And I've also given fans of all disabled groups the opportunity to play on the field with the Orioles players and coaches before some home games at Camden Yards last season during the 2019 season in September.
What was that experience like to have, like you said, those from disabled groups able to play on the same field and converse and meet some members of the Baltimore Orioles?
It was such a dream for those fans and such a dream for the Orioles staff, players, and coaches who were out there, because all the groups came together as a cohesive unit, and they were able to realize that people of so many different backgrounds and walks of life could come together, play sports, and make lifelong friendships that can last forever. And that's the point of the work I do with the sports teams and with my nonprofit, the Beautiful Lives Project. We want to make lifelong friendships, break down barriers and stereotypes, and create friendships that can last forever.
Bryce Weiler is making the world a better place. He's an amazing dude. And the Beautiful Lives Project, find more information, beautifullives.org is the website, beautifullives.org. Every interview that I've read, story about you and quotes from coaches that you've worked with, people that you've worked with, players that you've worked with, always say you are one of the most optimistic and hardworking guys that they've ever come across. Where did you get those qualities from, to be always looking at the bright side of things and hoping for the best, but also to be as hardworking and never take no for an answer attitude?
I've been so fortunate in my life, being born 4 months premature. Many of the doctors did not think that I would live past that point. And being thankful to have this opportunity to be alive every day, I want to be able to give back to others and to help them overcome the obstacles and challenges they're facing throughout their lives, and to give back to all of the people who helped me in college or throughout my life. If it wasn't for students who helped me in college with getting my food in the cafeteria, or shooting free throws with me, or teaching me routes to my various classes in college, I wouldn't have been able to make it through. So I always try to help others, and don't let someone telling me no stand in the way of my dreams, because people like that are just trying to hold you back from your dreams.
Beautifullives.org is the website, beautifullives.org. What do you think is the biggest, most important change that professional sports can make right now to help out disabled groups?
Sports teams as a whole can work to help individuals from every disabled group, not just picking one or two disabled groups that a sports team wants to highlight, but working with the 6, 7, 8, 9 various disabled groups and types of people who could come to games, because everyone is important, no matter if they're in a wheelchair, autism, blind, deaf, or having some other things in their life. You shouldn't just pick whatever your favorite group is to work with, or the one that can get you the most media time or things like that, because every person is important and they're all different, and that's okay.
And it strikes me that sporting events are a great communal center for those with disabilities, because you have a lot of people around that are in a good spirit. You have a lot of energy. You have an experience that you don't normally get inside the house, totally different from that. So a sporting event, a sporting experience must be pretty important in terms of a development and an experience for a lot of different groups with disabilities. Would that be true?
It can be very important, because so often many people who are blind or whatever the case might be do not really have the opportunity to make it out of the house, because it's hard for them to get transportation and things such as that. But there's normally a good transportation line heading towards some of these large stadiums in these cities, or they can go with a friend. So it can really be the one maybe moment in their week or their day that can really change their life and can make them feel a part of the world as a whole.
Beautifullives.org is the website, beautifullives.org. Go to the website, check it out, read about it, learn more about Bryce, learn more about the organization, learn more about what we can do with people with disabilities in the sports world and beyond. He is an amazing guy. It is so cool to have him here on the show. Bryce, I applaud you and admire you for all the work you put in already, man. It was so good to have you here on the show today. We've got to do this again. I love having you here on the show. I love your message, and I really appreciate you spending time with us today.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on. And if people want to contact me, they can do that at Bryce@beautifullives.org. Bryce@beautifullives.org.
The website again, beautifullives.org. He is Bryce Weiler. Thanks, Bryce.
Thanks, Damon. Talk to you soon.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.